Michael Sturphy.
Here.
Wayne Kessel.
Here.
Deb Scott is excused. Jim Bandura.
Here.
Judy Giuliani is excused. Bill Stobig is excused. John Skolbeck is excused. Brock Williamson.
Here.
Mike Polakoff.
Here.
Quorum present. Correspondence, Jean.
I have none this evening.
Citizens' comments. We have a couple of items here that are public are of a public hearing. If you wish to comment on any of those items that are listed as a public hearing, you can do so at the time they're called. Or if there's anything you wish to comment on now, now would be the time to approach the podium, and we'd ask that you give your name and address. Anybody wishing to speak? Anybody wishing to speak? We'll close citizens' comments, open up to unfinished business. We have item A and B, tabled items. We'd ask that to be taken off the table.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to remove items A and B from the table. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. Item A is a table request from Matt Carey, and item B is a table request from Matt Mano and Steve Perry Smith Architects on behalf of Vanguard Partners. Gene?
Items A and B are at the request of Pinnacle Engineering as well as Stephen Perry Smith Architects on behalf of Vanguard Partners. The first request is for a certified survey map to combine two parcels for the development of a speculative industrial building at the southeast corner of State Highway 165 and County Trunk Highway H. And item B is also a tabled request to be taken up this evening for the proposed development of the vacant properties generally located at the southeast corner of 165 and County Trunk Highway H. This is for the construction of a 196,300-square-foot speculative industrial building and associated site improvements. This project would be known as Parcel 32 Industrial Building. These items are related, be discussed at the same time. However, separate actions are required. The petitioner is requesting to combine the two vacant properties located at the southeast corner of Highway 165 and Highway H in the Lakeview Corporate Park, and then develop the property with a 196,300-square-foot speculative industrial building and associated site improvements. This project will be known as Parcel 32 Industrial Building. At the April 23, 2018 Plan Commission meeting, at the request of the petitioner, these items had been tabled because they wanted to flip the building so that the dock doors were facing the opposite direction as was originally proposed. So that's what these plans reflect this evening. The site and operational plans, at this time, there's no identified user for this speculative building. As information, any tenant that proposes to use or occupy 50% or more of the building will require site and operational plan approval from the Plan Commission. Also, depending on the use proposed, a conditional use permit and or site and operational plan approval would be required by the Plan Commission. The property is zoned M2. General Manufacturing District. The M2 district requires that the building meet the following minimum setback requirements: 65 feet from both Highway 165 and Highway H, side and rear setbacks of 45 feet minimum for all buildings. The M2 district requires that at minimum 25% of the site should be open green space. The site provides 27.3% open space. On October 20, 2017, the wetlands were field delineated by Eric Parker with Stantec Consulting Services, Inc., and no wetlands were identified. Written concurrence from the Wisconsin DNR is required and shall be provided to the village. There will be one access point on 88th Avenue that aligns with the existing driveway access development to the west side of 88th Avenue. Access and work in the right-of-way permits are required from Kenosha County, and this driveway will be primarily for their truck traffic. There'll be two additional access points on 86th Avenue, which is that South Loop Road, that align with the access driveways on the east side of the street. The access points on, 88th Avenue will primarily be for trucks. 86th Avenue will be primarily for car or vehicle traffic. The location of the parking lots, maneuvering lanes, and fire access lanes shall be set back a minimum of 20 feet to the property lines. All parking areas, maneuvering lanes, fire lanes, including the truck court, shall be approved with concrete vertical curb and gutter. The plan includes 161 parking spaces, including 6 handicapped accessible spaces, and an additional 26 spaces could be added on the north-south sides of the building. A truck court faces west and provides 20 dock locations with 21 possible additional dock locations. Pursuant to the ordinance, minimum on-site parking spaces for the manufacturing would require 5 spaces plus 1 space per employee on the largest shift and the required handicapped accessible parking spaces per the state code. The minimum on-site parking spaces for a warehouse distribution center is 1 space for every 2 employees and employees during any 12-hour period and required number of handicapped spaces pursuant to the code. At the time the proposed use is known, adequate on-site parking will need to be re-verified, and obviously they'll need to come back to the Village Plan Commission for approval. On the certified survey map, the two properties are proposed to be combined to create one 11.6329-acre property. In addition, the CSM identifies the restricted access, dedication, and easement language, as well as restrictive covenants. The project is tentatively planning to start construction. Actually, it's going to be summer now of 2018 because they're trying to get things under grading by June. It will be completed before the end of the year, and that's their hope. On the screen are some artist renderings of what the building is proposed to look like. I did have a couple of comments for them with respect to their painting or if there's going to be any additional striping, and I can discuss those details with the petitioner. There is a representative here in the event you have any questions or comments regarding the project.
Comments or questions?
I was wondering, when we did this, there was no tentative user for the site. I was wondering if anything has developed over the last 2 to 3 weeks with respect to potential user that they're willing to share.
We have no known tenant for this. Is that correct?
That's what I would like to ask the petitioner.
I mean, we approve 161 parking places, but we don't know who's going to occupy it. That's...
I think they put in as many as they could.
Mark Lake from Wongard Partners. Thank you for taking up this petition this evening. We have several that we're in discussions with. But as with everybody else, they want to see it start construction, and then they will allow us to announce whether or not they're coming into our facility.
Just any manufacturing involved at all? Any of this context?
No comment, sorry.
Okay. Comments or questions from anybody?
Okay. I have none.
Okay. What's your pleasure?
Move for certified survey map approval.
Second.
Motion made and seconded for approval of a certified survey map. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, the ayes have it. And the site and operational plans.
So I'll move.
Second.
Motion made and seconded for approval of the site and operational plan. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the ayes have it. Thank you. Welcome and waiting to hear who the tenant might be. We'll take items C and D together. One is public hearing, consideration for Sony text amendment. And item D is an addendum to the digital security imaging system. Jean?
So item C is, and we're going to be taking up items C and D together, public hearing and consideration of zoning text amendment at the request of Carl Ambrosius with Lexington Homes, Inc., agent for the owner, Fountain Ridge, LLC. And this is to amend Chapter 420, Attachment 3, Appendix C, Specific Development Plan 46, entitled Fountain Ridge Apartments, Planned Unit Development, PUD. The PUD is proposed to be modified to amend the setbacks to the property lines related to the 10-unit buildings, which is buildings 4 through 7 within the Fountain Ridge Apartments development, and to correct the legal description of the properties resulting from the recording of a new certified survey map, as well as updating other referenced exhibits in the PUD. And item D is to consider the request of Carl Ambrosius with Lexington Homes, Inc., agent for the owner, Fountain Ridge, LLC, for the approval of an addendum to the digital security imaging system for the Fountain Ridge apartment development. As you know, this is a project that is currently under construction, and it is located at that northwest corner of Bain Station Road and County Trunk Highway H. These items are related and will be discussed at the same time. However, separate actions are required. The petitioner is requesting to amend or correct the Fountain Ridge Apartments Planned Unit Development to approve an addendum to the digital security imaging system for the development. So the first item is a zoning text amendment. The PUD is proposed to be modified to amend the setbacks to the property lines related to the 10-unit buildings, buildings 4 through 7, within the Fountain Ridge Apartments development so that the buildings are a minimum of 30 feet to the north property line and a minimum of 50 feet to the west property line. Also to correct the legal description of the properties resulting from a new CSM and to update reference exhibits in the PUD. In addition, the addendum to the DSIS agreement, this is an agreement we had entered into previously with the developer. However, it did not include all of the buildings within the previously approved DSIS agreement. So the agreement is being amended to include the reference to the revised plans previously approved by the village. That includes two 60-unit buildings, one 54-unit building, four 10-unit buildings, six 8-unit buildings, and the clubhouse. To amend the legal descriptions resulting from the new CSM, and then to also include as Exhibit C the executed or signed contracts for the remainder of the buildings. Again, originally only buildings 1 and 2 were included, and we needed to make sure that the exhibits reflected all of the DSIS agreements and camera systems and details with respect to that system. This is a matter of public hearing because it involves a zoning text amendment, and Carl is in the audience from Fountain Ridge if you have any questions for him.
This is a matter for public hearing. Anybody wishing to speak? Anybody wishing to speak? We'll close the public hearing, open up to comments or questions from the commission.
I have none. I recommend approval of the zoning text amendments as presented.
I'll second.
Motion made and seconded for approval of the zoning text amendment. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. Item D. It's your pleasure.
Item Move D. to approve.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion made and seconded for the approval of the digital security imaging system. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you. Item E. Public hearing and consideration of a conditional use permit. Jane?
So item E is a public hearing in consideration of a conditional use permit at the request of Doug Stonick on behalf of the cottages at Village Green. And this is for the approval of a conditional use permit to use units 4 and 5 as sales and model condominium units. This is a public hearing, and as part of the public hearing comments and as part of the public hearing record, village staff has compiled a listing of findings, exhibits, and conclusions regarding the petitioner's request and are presented and described below in the staff report. Under findings of fact, one, the petitioner is requesting a conditional use permit to convert the garage of Unit 4 into a sales and marketing office and to use Units 4 and 5 as model units for the cottages at Village Green Condominium Development. Refer to Exhibit A. Number two, the subject properties are known as Units 4 and 5 of the cottages at Village Green Condominiums, generally located just north of Main Street, west of 46th Court on South Cottage Lane. And this is within U.S. Public Land Survey Section 23, Township 1 North, Range 22 East, in the village of Pleasant Prairie, Kenosha County, Wisconsin. The properties are further identified as tax parcel numbers 924-122-233-2004. And 924-122-233-2005. Number three, the units are zoned R8 PUD, Urban Two-Family Residential District, with a planned unit development overlay district. Pursuant to Section 420-113C1B of the Village Zoning Ordinance, model units and related temporary real estate sales offices or marketing centers are allowed in the R8 district with the approval of a conditional use permit issued by the Plan Commission. Number four, pursuant to Section 421.48.6.5 of the Village Zoning Ordinance, the model units and sales center are allowed with the following conditions. A, the Plan Commission may set a specific time frame for each use to be allowed. The village staff recommends no longer than 4 years or until all the units are sold, whichever occurs first. B, said units shall not be occupied for a sales and marketing office until a final certificate of occupancy has been issued. Village staff supports the use of these units as model and sales office after the verbal to occupy approval is given. C, said units shall be provide for handicapped accessibility and shall meet all ADA requirements. D, the units shall not be open past 9 o'clock p.m. Village staff recommends model hours of 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. or by appointment. E, proper exterior maintenance of the property shall be provided, such as but not limited to lawn and yard maintenance and snow removal. F, said units shall be completely landscaped prior to occupancy. Village staff recommends that the unit areas be landscaped and the driveway paved by October 1st, 2018. And I guess I'd like to talk to Doug to find out if, in fact, that they have been paved. We really believe just if it's going to be opened as an office that the driveway should be paved. I don't think it should say October 1st, but I'm not sure what their occupancy date is. We could talk about that. Number or letter G, the off-street parking area shall be completed with either a gravel base or paved surface prior to occupancy. Parking shall be required within the driveways and allowed on public streets adjacent to the units. Vehicular parking shall not block any driveways or fire hydrants and shall not be allowed on the street during a snow emergency and shall not hinder any traffic visibility. Five, permits have been applied for to convert the existing garage into a sales office. When the area is converted back into a condominium unit garage, permits and inspections are required. Six, notices were sent to the adjacent property owners via regular mail on May 9, 2018, and the required notice was published in the Kenosha News. Notices were published on May 14th and May 21st. Number seven, the petitioner was emailed a copy of this Plan Commission memo on May 25th, 2018. And number eight, according to the Village Zoning Ordinance, the Plan Commission should not approve a conditional use permit unless they find, after viewing the findings of fact, the application, related materials, and any information presented at the hearing this evening, that the project as planned will not violate the intent and purpose of the village ordinances and meets the minimum standards for the granting of a conditional use permit. With that, I'd like to introduce Doug Stonick to come up, and then maybe we could just ask a couple of questions to him.
Doug?
Doug Stonick, 3116 86th Street.
So, Doug, I have a couple of quick questions. You want the model unit to be open until 9 p.m. Do you have any issues with a 9 to 6 or 9 to 7 p.m. or by appointment? Do you have any concerns?
No.
Okay. 9 to 6 or 9 to 7 and by appointment only?
Yes. Say 9 to 7.
9 to 7 and then or by appointment.
Yes.
Just having it open till 9 o'clock at night just seems late unless there's a specific appointment. And then for the driveway, is it intended to be paved, the driveway? When is the paving of the road scheduled for?
The paving of the sidewalks?
The sidewalks.
Yeah, okay. We're going to do buildings 1 through 5 all together, okay, and hope to accomplish that sometime in early August.
Okay.
And at that time, we'll put the driveways into and then proceed with landscaping.
So when are you looking to have these model units open?
Like to have them open maybe as early as mid-July to end of July.
Okay. So I just wanted to make sure the Plan Commission was okay that the driveway might not be paved and the sidewalk might not be paved. It might be all gravel at the time prior to his occupancy. And I just wanted to, or his open house opportunities there. So I just wanted to make sure that the Plan Commission was okay with that. And we'll write it as such.
Doug, you're sure that you don't want to have it paved before you open?
I would like to, but we may not quite get that accomplished because what we're trying to do is put sidewalks in that encompass a larger area rather than just short. If we could do it in shorter increments, it would be fine. I would like to have it done, but I think we can get by, and we'll make sure that we have a nice surface to walk on.
How many lots do you have out there?
There are 72 sites.
72, that's right. Okay, and how many do you have sold already?
Under contract and reserved 30, I think 33, 34, something like that. Yeah.
Are sold or reserved?
I got contracts and reserves.
So that's a total of both.
Yeah, that's just holding a site until we get final approval for phase two and three.
So the 4 years, we may not have to go 4 years.
I don't think I'll be there 4 years. Very honestly, I think maybe two.
6 months.
Or less.
I hope.
You never know. Markets come and go.
Okay. Through the chair of the staff, Gene and I see nothing about banners.
Well, they will be required in the conditions of approval to comply with all of the village's sign requirements, and that includes banners and flags and all those types of things as well. They're not allowed, basically. So was the 4 years sufficient?
Four years is sufficient. Okay.
I mean, he can always come back and make a different unit, the model unit, and apply for another conditional use permit in a subsequent phase if he chooses.
How many units so far under construction, Doug?
Under construction right now?
Yeah.
We got three that are to drywall, two in rough, another foundation in, and we've just pulled permits for a couple more foundations. And then over the weekend, we've got four more units that we're going to start right away.
You have contracts for 36 already?
not full contracts.
Not full,
no.
But...
No, we can't do that because it's not.
This model home won't be up there for 2 years.
I would hope not.
A housing shortage in this area, so.
No, really, it's.
That's good.
The reception has been just gratifying. They're going to be beautiful.
Anything else for Doug while he's up here?
Are you building them as they go? Like just soldiers down the row and.
It's scattered back and forth, but we're grouping them as much as we can.
Anything else?
Nope. I have nothing. Mr. Chairman.
Wait, it's a public hearing. Okay. Doug, if anybody has any comments, you can ask them, answer them as they come up, as they ask their questions. Thanks. It's a matter for public hearing. Anybody wishing to speak? We'll close the public hearing. Thanks, Doug. Comments or questions from the commission? Okay, item D.
If there are no further questions, I move that the plan commission approve the conditional use permit subject to the attached comments and conditions of the village staff report on May 29, 2018.
I have a question when you get to that point. So we did change the time frame to 7 o'clock in the evening or by appointment instead of 9. So with respect to the landscaping and the driveway, are you okay with having that October 1st, or do you want the landscaping completed before then and the gravel driveway? He sounded like it was going to happen in August, but it's not the best time to plan.
Let's get a comment from Doug on that.
Yeah, I like the August 1st on the landscaping.
August 1st.
Yeah. Okay. I'm sure we'll have it done before then, but I'm anxious to get in as soon as possible. But just give us a little leeway. I think it's important.
All right. There's a motion on the floor. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion made and seconded for the consideration of the conditional use permit. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. Item F, public hearing and consideration for conditional use permit, including site and operational plans. Jean?
Item F is consideration of a conditional use permit, including site and operational plans at the request of Chad George on behalf of Massage Envy to occupy 9160 76th Street, Suite A, in the Prairie Edge development for services including massage therapy, stretch therapy, hot stone therapy, and customized skin care services and related retail products. As part of the public hearing comments and as part of the public hearing record, the village staff has compiled a listing of findings, exhibits, and conclusions regarding the petitioner's request as presented and described below and in the finding of facts. Number one, the petitioner is requesting approval of a conditional use permit, including site and operational plans, to occupy 2,543 square feet of the building located at 9160 76th Street, Suite A, within the Prairie Edge Commercial Building for the proposed Massage Envy. Again, Prairie Edge is located within Prairie Ridge. Massage Envy services will include massage therapy, stretch therapy, hot stone therapy, and customized skin care services and related retail products. Exhibit 1 has the application as well as the related materials for their application. Number two, the property is known as Lot 1 of CSM 2838, located in U.S. Public Land Survey Section 8, Township 1 North, Range 22 East of the 4th Principal Meridian in the village of Pleasant Prairie, Kenosha County, Wisconsin. It's further identified as tax parcel number 914-122-081-0203. Number three, the current zoning of the property is B2 PUD, Community Business District, with a Planned Unit Development Overlay District. The proposed use is allowed in the B2 district with a conditional use permit. Number four, the site provides for 54 parking spaces, including 6 handicapped accessible parking spaces for this 3-unit multi-tenant building. Pursuant to the village zoning ordinance, this use requires a minimum of 23 parking spaces, one space for every 200 square feet of floor area, plus one space for each 2 employees, plus the required number of handicapped accessible spaces per the state code. Pursuant to Chapter 225 of the Village Municipal Code, each massage therapist is required to have a village license if the therapist is not licensed by the state of Wisconsin. Number six, the facility will be open from 8 a.m. to 10 o'clock p.m. Pursuant to the application, the facility will have 8 full-time employees and 12 part-time employees. The notices were sent to the adjacent property owners via regular mail on May 11, 2018, and they were published in the Kenosha News on May 15th and 22nd, 2018. The petitioner was provided a copy of this memo on May 25th, 2018. And number nine, according to the Village Zoning Ordinance, the Plan Commission shall not approve a conditional use permit unless they find, after viewing the findings of fact, the application and related materials, and the information presented at the public hearing, that the project as planned will not violate the intent or purpose of the ordinances and meets the minimum standards for the granting of a conditional use permit. Furthermore, pursuant to the zoning ordinance, the Plan Commission shall not approve a site and operational plan application without finding in their decision that the application, coupled with the satisfaction of any conditions of approval, will comply with all applicable village ordinance requirements and all other applicable federal, state, or local requirements. And again, one of the other things I wanted to mention is that the number of employees, they intend to hire 8 full-time and 12 part-time. This is also a couple who lives in Pleasant Prairie that is starting up this business in Pleasant Prairie. So it's nice to see when there's a new business that's homegrown in the community. So this is a matter for public hearing.
Anybody wishing to speak? Anybody wishing to speak? Is a petitioner here? The commission may have some questions. I just have one. What's your experience in this area?
In retail business?
Yes, in this
Neiman,
massage.
Oh, in Neiman
massage service?
Yes.
First of all, Chad George, 5268 99th Street. Right now I have very little experience in retail or massage therapy. We've been looking for a franchise opportunity for quite some time. I served in the Marine Corps for 20 years, so kind of moved around the country a lot, and this is where we decided to place our roots. My brother and sister-in-law own 7 massage envies in Ohio, Michigan, and Florida, and they're mentoring us through the process. Any questions or issues that we're running into, they're a text message or a phone call away. Massage Envy itself has a very strong franchise model. There's a lot of assistance from Massage Envy Corporate in dealing with retail, hiring, applicant tracking systems where we post resumes online through their systems. Our financial systems are linked together. I partnered with an accounting firm called Grassi, who is an accountant for over 200 Massage Envies throughout the country. Lawyer that we've partnered with overseas, multiple franchise businesses. So I've tried to surround myself with the people that can assist and provide me the information and knowledge that I need when I run into situations I'm not familiar with.
You say you're working with a firm that hires people, is that correct?
Well, Massage Envy Corporate has an applicant tracking system where it's we put in job postings there, and they shoot it out to Indeed and Monster, and they push it out to nationwide.
And who does the vetting of these potential employees?
Actually, my wife, Carrie George, she works, she's very familiar with human resources and hiring. She currently is a director of the Fleet and Family Support Center down at the Navy base, and she has a staff of 45 people, so she's well accustomed to hiring people, vetting resumes and experience. We also make sure that all estheticians and therapists will be licensed by the state of Wisconsin. We'll We'll go through that process, and then all employees will be required to do background checks on an annual basis.
Okay. I don't mean to sound like I'm asking you a lot of unnecessary questions, but sometimes in the past there have been questionable activity taking place at some parlors, and
completely
obviously we don't want to see that happen here.
Understood.
Okay.
Okay. Go ahead, Mike. Is your number of employees, is that from startup or is that your ultimate?
That's a startup right there. Ultimately, we hope to get it to approximately 26. We're a membership-based program, so when people get a membership to Massage Envy, they pay a monthly fee. They come in for a monthly service. Subsequent services are a reduced price. 8 to 12 is a startup that I need, but as I ramp up membership base, I hope to get up to 26, 28 employees, 10 full-time, the remainder part-time.
Also, if I'm not mistaken, the governor has proposed, and I think the legislature is going to act on reducing the number of professional licenses that are required, everything from barbers, stylists.
Reducing.
Eliminating them. So, and I believe massage therapists were one of them because it's – and
what's the basis behind the reduction? How do you
make it easier for business to function without – state bureaucratic control. So,
okay.
Which, you know, I think it you know, that'll put that back on us. And, I think our, if I'm not mistaken, our massage, therapeutic massage ordinance dates back to the town of Pleasant Prairie. So if that takes place, that would take place probably before they start the budget next year. So that would probably be February, March, you know, then we'd have to, that would be something that would have to be provided here, and we'd probably want to have the village board update the ordinances on.
Okay. Good point. So you're getting it at the right time, the way it looks.
Yeah, we feel so.
That's good. Any other comments or questions?
I guess my only question is, you're right across from the Costco. That's where this is proposed?
Correct.
Have you talked to them about any possible parking for staff over there? Because I know we always talk about all the shortage of parking in that area out there.
We haven't talked to them about that. I would hope to, in the future, approach them and ask if, you know, staff could possibly park there, because I know with neighboring tenants and Chick-fil-A going in right there, that's going to be a pretty
busy area,
high traffic area. Yeah. So I do intend to talk to Costco. I've talked to some folks at Costco about setting up corporate exchange, corporate membership exchanges and whatnot. So I'll approach them again, and I'll see what they say about that. I noticed that rarely does that part of the parking lot ever fill up, so hopefully they're amicable to that.
Thank you.
Any other comments or questions?
I move approval.
I second.
Motion for approval. And second.
Second.
Motion made and second for approval of the consideration of conditional use permit. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, yes, have it. Good luck.
Thank
welcome.
You.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you. Item 7, adjournment.
So move.
Second.
Motion made and seconded for adjournment. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Yes, have it. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.